Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, networking, and entertainment needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Ms. Rain here, your host for today, bringing you an inspirational insight. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Join us to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happen and sharing their how. Today's inspirational insight topic is building a foundation. Every good relationship needs to be built on a good, solid foundation. And how do you build those solid foundations? There are a variety of ways, but the best way to do is start from the beginning. Do not go in with any kind of preconceived notions. You both are responsible for your half of the relationship. So you definitely want to make sure that when you go in, you are bringing good, pure building materials, which is your life, the things that you've endured throughout your life, and what you really, truly, 100% want out of the relationship. Now, before the foundation was laid, people got themselves ready. Now, this is taken from the book of Ezra. The first thing that they took care of was building an altar and making sacrifices to get their mind and bodies ready to do what God would have them to do. They gave and did as the Lord had instructed them according to the law of Moses. After the sacrifices, they started preparing to lay the foundation. They got the necessary materials and people and selected the workers. Now think about this. When you're building a foundation for a relationship, the first thing you need to do is go to the Lord. And once you do that, when you start selecting the people that will be in your life, you are not actually selecting them. The Lord has selected them for you, and they are actually coming into your life. So these people were selected, and then they came into their life. Then they praised and worshiped the Lord as the foundation was poured. So as you're building this relationship, you're just praising and giving it up to the Lord that this will be a good, solid, Christ-honoring relationship. Now, people cried for what had gone before, while others rejoiced in what was to come. Now, when I read this, to me, it shows how to build a foundation in the Lord, which will lead you to build better foundations, build better relationships with others. You don't just jump up and start building without any preparation or by yourself or without God's guidance. First, you have to go to the Lord in prayer and start sacrificing some things in order to get ready for what the Lord has for you. Now, to get ready means you have to accept Him in your life, and then you have a period of time when you seem like you're giving up everything. You know, you may decide to stop smoking, you may decide to stop drinking heavily, and, you know, some religions say it's okay to drink. Some people are not good drinkers, so they may decide to just give up drinking, doing some of the other illicit things. You may give up, and you're thinking like, man, I'm giving up everything. What is really going on? Now, close your eyes. Do you still want your old life the way it was, messed up, drama-ridden, and headed for the grave? Open your eyes and look at your new life with your God-centered eyes. Look at how far you've come, and at the right time and in the right season, you will move from the altar to the building. Now, the altar is where you are, where you're giving up, making these sacrifices, and turning your life over to the Lord. And these are just analogies. So once you have solidified that, then you start building on your foundation. See, the foundation was being laid mentally when you were at the altar, when you were sacrificing and offering your life to Him daily. This part is the physical manifestation of the actual point of the foundation. So, you know, you're not really pouring a real foundation, but, of course, you know, it's an analogy. But you have to lay this down in your mind, which means you have to clear the way of where you're going to build this foundation. So that means all the stuff that was in the way, all the obstacles, You have to get them out of your way. Now, you know you started, you know when you started seeing change, it was through the eyes of others. Now, you may have thought you looked the same, but others saw the difference. As you are laying the foundation, there will be two sets of people around you. The one crying at you, pouring, building your new foundation, are the ones you were with in your old life, the ones who cried at what was. They missed the old you. You know, your drinking buddies, your bedfellows, your partners in crimes. Oh, yes. They are crying because they lost you, and they know it. They know that what was will never be again. See, even if you fall off your pew and go back and backslide, it won't feel as good to you as it used to. It won't taste the same. Your heart won't be in it, and you'll come back. And also because the Lord has his hands upon you. So the others won't want you around because your new foundation will start showing. And from out of nowhere, you will be reminded of what you are supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be and whose you are. Now, the other people that are around you are those that are rejoicing. These are your praying grandmothers, fathers, friends, mothers, or other family member, or whoever was petitioning for you to be saved. They knew there was some foundation in you. They were at the place waiting on you to get there. Now, in Ezra 3:12-13, and I'm paraphrasing, it says that no one could distinguish the sound of weeping from the joy because it was so loud you could hear it from far away. That is a good thing. Now, if you could hear the crying over the rejoicing, you might try to go back to your old life, because that is what you hear the most. But you have the rejoicing to keep you encouraged and building in the kingdom. Now, there was opposition to the building of the temple and the walls, as there is opposition in our lives. What happened in Ezra chapters 4-6, someone took a small truth and blew it up to magnanimous proportion to where it could not have even, the truth could not have been anywhere in it. Now, when other people see that, they would think, oh, my goodness, that's the worst thing possible. But what you have to do is you have to remember you know the truth. Now, people want to jump on your bandwagon when they see you doing something good. Now, they don't want to start their own bandwagon. They want to be on your bandwagon. So when you're doing something good, people want to jump on your bandwagon, and you tell them, you know what, no, I'm gonna go this one alone. They didn't get upset. And then they start lying on you. They call you a cheat. They say that you lose or you're easy or whatever. And that's because they could not break you. Now, how does this relate in relationships? You have those relationships where you know that person's not for you. You just know it. You can feel it. But sometimes you still walk into it with your eyes open because you don't want to be alone. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's better to be alone and enjoy with yourself than to be with someone else and be miserable. Because what you're doing is you're laying a foundation that's not solid. You're building a foundation on something that is not really going to take you to where you want to be, your ultimate goal. Now, if your goal is to be in a horrible relationship and lead a horrible life, then by all means, build a horrible foundation. But if you want a relationship that is going to be satisfying from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, then you need to build a foundation that is going to get you to that point. You need to put people in your lives that co-sign with where you are going in your life. If you are moving forward, if you are going back to school, if you are bettering yourself, do not put someone in your life that's going to drag you down, that's going to keep you in the same place that they are. You may have met some people on the way up, but that didn't necessarily mean you had to stay there. You should always strive to be better, do better, be what you truly are on the inside, and that is awesome. So, you need to continue to build your foundation even when it hurts, and it will hurt. But I tell you this, that if you continue on the path, you build a solid foundation in your relationships, in the end, you will have a solid relationship on a rock-solid foundation that is unshakable. Thank you, Think Big listeners. We're going to let you go out of here with Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. Think big.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better. better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me,